Like any good industrial spy, Use was taking pains to establish herself as a loyal employee in the eyes of her target. But she was also warning the Krefs to go easy, letting them know that intimidation would not work against Lando Calrissian. It was rather impertinent of her, but in this case, Marvid concurred with her opinion. Marvid glanced toward the far end of the table, and his power body, responding to a thought that had barely risen to the level of consciousness, drifted into position directly opposite Calrissian.
"Selling is in your best interests,"
Marvid said.
"The Sarnis refinery has been draining Tendrando finances for months now, and it's only going to get worse."
"And so, of course, you just have to buy it,"
Use retorted.
"The pirates are a temporary problem, and you certainly know that. Probably better than anyone."
"Chief Use, that's the second time you have made a thinly veiled accusation against us,"
Cretheus said, overacting as usual. He spoke in a wispy, menacing voice.
"I would advise against a third."
The humor left Calrissian's eyes, and Marvid knew his brother had gone too far with the intimidation tactics. Hoping to undo the damage, he dropped his power body until his feet were almost on the floor, bringing him eye to eye with the famous industrialist and gambler.
"Chairman Calrissian, you're an astute businessman,"
Marvid said, his tone reasonable and almost apologetic.
"So I'm sure you understand why we're making such a generous offer."
"Because those asteroid crushers of yours are too big and clumsy to compete in an environment like the Rift,"
Calrissian said.
"And you want to shut down my refinery so the asteroid tugs will have no other place to sell, and you can drive down the price of raw ore."
"Close enough,"
Marvid said, allowing himself a tiny smile. Despite his legendary acumen as a gambler, Calrissian saw only one level of the brothers' plan. This was to be expected. Calrissian was only human, after all, with a tiny human brain and a tiny human head. The Krefs were super geniuses, big heads even among the giant-headed Kalumai.
"Our process is immeasurably more efficient,"
Marvid continued patiently.
"The haulage savings in the first year alone will be worth more than this entire planet."
"And put a million independent asteroid miners out of work," Lando replied.
"Economics is a cruel science,"
Marvid said. His power body wobbled as its mechanical shoulders reacted to a mental shrug.
"There's nothing we can do about that."
"You need to think about yourself, Calrissian,"
Cretheus added.
"Chief Use hasn't been able to turn the refinery's situation around, and you won't either. These are no ordinary pirates. If they were, our Mandalorian security force would have hunted them down by now."
"Assuming your Mando thugs have actually been trying," Dina said, "we have only your word for that."
"And how many pirate bases has your security contractor eliminated?"
Marvid asked. Dina dropped her gaze.
"We're concentrating our resources on delivery protection."
"Of course you are,"
Cretheus sneered. His power body pivoted to face Calrissian.
"You simply don't have the resources to mount a search and destroy operation and continue operating the refinery at a loss."
"And even if we were behind the pirates, as Chief Use insinuates, it would change nothing,"
Marvid added.
"Your problems in Chulun would still be drawing money away from your more valuable enterprises."
"And robbing time from your family,"
Cretheus added.
"Think of them, Chairman Calrissian. Wouldn't you rather be spending your evenings with Tenra and Lando Jr. in one of your homes closer to the core?"
Something flashed in Calrissian's eyes. It might have been pain or agreement, but it was gone too quickly for even Marvid to catch. Instead, the human displayed his white teeth in a smile so wide and well-rehearsed that it seemed quite condescending.
"Chance," he said.